country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wisdom old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
Welcome to the Trump Phenomenon Show, folks. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. And James Kelso here, your host, on a Tuesday. It is June 27th. Let me turn down a microphone. June 27th, 2023. And I'm up here in North Dakota, a little bit befuddled here. Microsoft has thrown me a curve. And I'll be sorting that out during the show today. We're on Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m., and you can call in. Now, calling in is going to be a little bit tricky here because of the Microsoft curveball, so I'll give that phone number out later in the show when we've got things sorted out. And let me, I'm going to talk to my 11-year-old here. Bjorn, I'm going to use your computer. Yeah, now you take that tablet. Yeah, and if I may borrow your computer. All righty. Take all that stuff out. There you go. Okay, I'm borrowing my 11-year-old's computer. How do you like them apples? And let's see, I'll move a microphone over here to be in proximity. And this is Seat of the Pants, Patriot Radio. Let's see here. Let me get close to my microphone. Hopefully that. Oh, wait a minute. I don't need to get close to my microphone. I'm talking to you on my telephone. Let me move this over here. All right. All right. Well, we got the telephone working, and that's what I'm on. Let's go to Truth Social on my 11-year-old's computer, which is more powerful than some of my computers, actually. Here we go. All righty. Oh, boy. This my son's computer doesn't recognize me on Truth Social. Let's go to the Gateway Pundit. How about that? All right. beautiful. There's the Gateway Pundit right there. And let's go through the top stories. This is my favorite news website of all news websites in the Milky Way. And the let's go through their top stories. This is something I do several times every day. Breaking story. Another Hunter Biden WhatsApp message to Chinese CFC, that is Communist Party associate. And he says, this is a quote from his WhatsApp message. The Bidens are the best I know at doing what the chairman wants. Ooh, ho, ho. Oh, my goodness. This is the first time I saw that. Let me get that article. Let me put that up on a tab. Oh, my gosh. Where do you go with this if you're a demon rat? Another Hunter Biden WhatsApp message was released by the GOP House Oversight Committee on Tuesday. That's today. In a WhatsApp exchange dated August 3rd, 2017, that would be right at the beginning of the Trump administration, Hunter Biden told CEFC, just substitute for that word, Communist Party associate Gong Wen Dong, quote, the Bidens are the best I know at doing exactly what the chairman wants from this partnership. Whoo, baby. The chairman is Yi Jianming, a Chinese billionaire tied to a CCP intelligence gathering agency. Yi Jianming is presumed dead after he, quote, disappeared, unquote. He repeats that. The next day, one of Hunter Biden's shell companies, Owasco PC, received $100,000 from CEFC, a CCP-affiliated energy company. The next day, one of Hunter's shell companies, Owasco PC, received another $100,000. Oh, no, that's the same message. The latest Hunter Biden WhatsApp message comes just a week after an IRS whistleblower revealed Hunter was threatening a Chinese business associate to pay up or else. IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley, and God bless Gary Shapley, revealed, finally, a man with cojones somewhere in the government. Gary Shapley revealed Hunter Biden demanded payment from his Chinese business associate over the WhatsApp. Hunter Biden demanded payment and threatened Henry Zhao, a Chinese Communist Party official and director of Harvest Fund Management. Harvest Fund Management had previously invested in Hunter Biden's firm, BHR Partners, founded in 2013, which is co-owned by the Bank of China. That's, again, the CCP. And, of course, now here's that earlier message. I am sitting here. We've all heard this, I hope. I'm sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. Tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand. And now means tonight. And Z, if I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me, that's Joe, and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my directions. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'll read you more of this. This is just the first article up on the Gateway Pundit. How can this even go on another 24 hours? How can this not be an immediate demand from every single senator, congressman, mayor, governor, and city councilman, demanding the resignation of Joe Biden. This is utter proof positive, utter treason against America. So, I mean, this is even, if this goes on, if we go on weeks and weeks into this and months into this, and this crap continues, and Kevin McCarthy doesn't demand an impeachment immediately. Come on, McCarthy, grow a pair. We don't need an investigation. You know what he said this week, Kevin McCarthy, after all the blowtorch pressure from us patriots? He said, well, we're going to begin an investigation into Biden. No, we're not going to begin an investigation, Kevin, you coward, you piece of garbage. We're not going to begin an investigation. We don't need no stinking investigation. We need an immediate impeachment. You have the votes in the House, immediate impeachment. An immediate shutdown of all funding of the demon rat party. And any Democrat who votes against impeachment, let's defund them. And let's not seat them in the Congress. Expel them from Congress as traitors. This is the president of the United States. Well, he's not the president. He's the resident. He's the man who stole the election with the connivance, collusion, collaboration of all of these demon rats, all of them. They're all complicit. They all need to be frog marched out of the government to prison. I mean, what more do you need? The laptop from hell. Look at the pictures we have. Hunter Biden is in bed with his pervert father doing the bidding of the Chinese Communist Party and screwing you and your children and your future. America should be irate. America shouldn't stand for 24 more hours of this crap, of this theft of our government. This is the biggest act of treason ever. And what does Kevin McCarthy propose to do? He's going to begin an investigation. The hell you are, Kevin McCarthy! We don't need to begin an investigation. We need the Democrats thrown out by you. And if you're not man enough to do it, let's find, we've got some men and some women. Just get the hell out of there, Kevin McCarthy. I don't care what kind of power trip you're on. I don't care what kind of ego stroking you want to give yourself. You're not man enough to be Speaker of the House. Get out. Now, let's see. Let's read the second article and see if I start to get mad about something. Okay, the second article. Legal expert and author Mark Levin says Trump lawyers need to file immediate motion to dismiss the entire Jack Smith, another coward traitor who must go to prison. And this is Mark Levin writing this. Jack Smith must go to prison for the case he's filed against our esteemed greatest president in American history. Donald Trump needs to wipe this dog crap off his shoe, and that's what Jack Smith is. And he needs to go to prison. Okay, let's go down a little further. Some great articles. Another massive crowd comes out to greet President Trump in New Hampshire. Now, wait a minute. On Saturday, Donald Trump was in Washington, D.C., on Sunday, speaking before a huge crowd. Sunday, huge crowd in Michigan. Now, here we are on Tuesday, and we're reading about a massive crowd. Let me go look at it. In New Hampshire. On Tuesday morning, In Concord, New Hampshire, at the Federation of Republican Women Lilac Luncheon, look at this huge crowd of people. It was another historic speech by America's favorite president. There were thousands of supporters standing outside to get a glimpse of America's most popular president. The crowd roared when President Trump stepped out of his SUV. What a crowd. Okay. And that's the end of that news story. Okay, let's go back to the front page again. The Gateway Pundit. That's where I am. You can read along with me if you like. Here's a nice story. Watch. This is a video. You can't watch it. A brave armed citizen guns down a would-be mass shooter in Las Vegas. Legal analyst reveals how local officials and police are hiding the truth from the public. They don't want us to know that an armed citizen invoking the Second Amendment gunned down a killer, a mass shooter. In other words, an armed public prevents deaths. That's been proved over and over again. But here's the local officials that can understand them, and the local police don't want the public to know that lives were saved by an armed citizen. Okay, they're working on Donald Trump and his. This is the Stormy Daniels case. They're keeping this thing on the front burner. Clinton appointed judge signals he won't allow Trump to move his Stormy Daniels case to federal court. So they want to keep it in a local hanging jury or hanging judge. All right. Here's some good news. Bud Light is going down the can. Woke Anheuser-Busch executive Heinerscheid is canned after putting silly trans girl Dylan Mulvaney on a can. Sales of Bud Light are down 30% after their toxic ad campaign. I don't drink beer now. Let's all not drink Bud Light ever. All right, here's Megyn Kelly saying they've taken it to the next level. Megyn Kelly goes off on the sick LGBTQ XYZ ABCD XYZ parade activities with children in attendance. Let's see what have we. I'm just reading down here at the GatewayPundit.com. Okay, now this is good. Additional whistleblowers are coming forward. Six of them from the IRS. Here's a second whistleblower that comes forward claiming U.S. Attorney David Weiss was not allowed to make key decisions in the Hunter Biden case. Now, this all starts sounding, you know, technical, et cetera. You need someone like Mark Levin. When you boil it all down, you need the simple fact that we're all getting screwed with lawfare. Merrick Garland is a communist. Mayorkas, Biden, Hunter, Joe, James, Jill, they're all communists. We'll be back right after this break. Stay tuned. All right, Julie, I'm going to try to get in here. Like the shoe.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Democrats want to regulate the Supreme Court. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. So Democrat lawmakers want to regulate the Supreme Court, a separate and equal branch of government. As a constitutional originalist, I take issue with this concept as a whole, but as a human being with a little common sense, I take issue with the particulars. The U.S. Constitution gave Congress the authority to establish any necessary courts beneath the Supreme Court, but that's where congressional authority ends. The Senate Judiciary's Subcommittee on Federal Courts Oversight, Agency Action, and Federal Rights wants to mandate that justices recuse themselves if they have a financial connection to the case. Using that same logic, no member of Congress should ever be allowed to vote on any bill that they have a financial connection to. But if that were to happen, then how would Congress maintain their ability to become millionaires at a rate over 10 times higher than the rest of the population? Congress, regulate yourselves effectively, then maybe we can talk about allowing you to assume power over the only branch of government that ever keeps you in check at all. And if you own firearms, you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market, according to Pew Pew Tactical, and save 10% with the code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
We're back, folks. And thank you for tuning in here to the Trump phenomenon here on a Tuesday. The Donald Trump was in New Hampshire today. I mean, can you believe this man? The campaigning, he's campaigning already furiously Saturday in D.C. Sunday in Michigan, Tuesday in New Hampshire, and Monday, I don't know where he was. This is Trump. This is what he was saying today. I'm going to read you this text, what he was saying today. President Trump spoke on Saturday morning in Concord, New Hampshire, at the Federation of Republican Women. He said this, "This is the final battle. The USA," this is President Trump speaking now, "the USA is a mess. Our economy is crashing. Inflation is out of control. China, Russia, Iran, North Korea have formed together as a menacing and destructive coalition. Our currency is crashing and will soon no longer be the world standard." Now listen to this next sentence. "The way it's going, we're going to lose. Our currency is the world standard." Well, it was. "Which will be the single greatest defeat for this country in 200 years. That will be catastrophic. It won't happen with me, not even a chance. Just as Russia would never have invaded Ukraine and China would not have even thought about Taiwan. As I said, if you took the five worst presidents in the history of the United States and added them up, they would have never done the destruction to our country as much as crooked Joe Biden has done." Now, listen to this. This is the raw truth, this next sentence. "I think surviving for another year is very tough." Think about that. "I think surviving for another year is very tough." What is the man saying? He continues, "It's going so bad, so fast. It's totally crazy what's going on. Our country has such a chance and such an opportunity." And then he says, "I don't believe it can survive another 4 years." So remember what his speech theme was. This is the final battle. "But this is the final battle," he continues. "This is really the final battle with you at my side. We will demolish the deep state." Now, this is the hope. This is the hope here. But you earlier heard the man saying, "I think surviving for another year is very tough." So we have the hope, of course, and we have the, you know, we're going to win, rah, rah, sis, boom, bah. But there's the other side. And Donald Trump sees that other side just as you and I, we all see that other side. "We will demolish the deep state. We will expel the sick, crazy warmongers." I'll put my finger right there and return right after this break. Stay tuned.
Everybody thought that they had breathed their last, except John. "Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John."
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you.
standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Used to be Andy and Barney Fife. Now a tired Stern and a brothel life. Too much crap drive the world insane. Everybody singing the jailhouse blues. Don't believe a word of the evening news. Truth stood for years down the drain. Trailer parks with the building cold. Cul-de-sacs on the country road. High-tech bars with bad karaoke sounds. Uncle Sam keeps your money spent. Pay your tithes, you can't pay your rent.
All right, folks, we're back.
Foreign car selling big.
And the, let us resume where we were. This is the final battle, says Donald Trump today in Concord, New Hampshire. And he says, we'll demolish the deep state, et cetera, et cetera. And by the way, peace through strength. Don't forget, I built the greatest military in the world. New jets, new everything. Everything was great. Then they gave $85 billion of it away. Let's see here. I'll skip this part here. And here's what the Gateway Pundit says. Jim Hopps, he's the founder, he's the brain. Trump is right. If the Democrats steal another election, the America that we know will be finished. You all know it's true. That's Jim Hopps speaking. All right, let's go to the next article here on his incredible website, the Gateway Pundit. Now, there are lots of stories like this, and we all see them every day. Neighbor arrested in beating, stabbing deaths of elderly Massachusetts couple celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. Okay. Now, you know, it's one story is one story. But thousands of stories are thousands of stories. And we are seeing thousands of stories. A neighbor was arrested, a black neighbor, because I'm just looking at the picture, was arrested for stabbing an elderly couple to death in a triple homicide. A Massachusetts couple celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary, and I left that out. A nice white couple celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary was beaten and stabbed to death in a triple homicide over the weekend. Police said the victims, a married couple, Jill and Bruno Damore, D-A-M-O-R-E, and the wife's mother, 97-year-old Lucia Arpino, were found in a home in the Nanantum neighborhood on Sunday. Middlesex District Attorney Marion Ryan said there were signs of forced entry into the home. According to a TV station, a friend went to check on the elderly couple after they missed Sunday morning mass at Our Lady of Help of Christians. Parishioners told WCBV the three victims were the salt of the earth. Christopher Fergan, and this is the fine black gentleman I'm referring to, smiling in his picture, 41 years old, was arrested late Monday night and charged with one count of murder, assault, and battery with a dangerous weapon and burglary. Authorities said additional charges are expected. I hope so. According to Middlesex DA Marion Ryan, Ferguson was ID'd as the killer by bloody footprints he left behind at the crime scene. Authorities described the gruesome crime scene as bloody and revealed there was evidence the elderly couple put up a fight. Jill Damore, and I'm looking at her picture, this is an old lady. Was stabbed more than 30 times, according to investigators. A male with no shoes and no shirt was caught on surveillance video walking with a staggering gait. The officers concluded the man on the video was Christopher Ferguson. So there you go. But this is happening. Now, why did this guy, this 41-year-old black guy, why did he kill these three elderly white people? Well, I'll tell you why he did it. He hates white people. And this is happening. This is a race war. Tens of thousands of white people are being murdered by black people who hate white people. That's the race war. It's not white people attacking blacks. That's not happening. That isn't even close to happening. Blacks are raping and murdering and robbing white people at unbelievable numbers. I'll give you an example. Blacks, these numbers were just released by the Crime Bureau of Minnesota. In the state of Minnesota, I've got the numbers right here. In the state of Minnesota, last year, 6% of Minnesota was black. Okay. Well, if we're all so equal, kumbaya were true, those 6% of blacks would have committed 6% of the murders, 6% of the assaults, and 6% of the robberies. But that is not what happened. Here it is. I've got the statistics right here. In the state of Minnesota, which is, I'm looking into Minnesota right now across the Red River. Minnesota population of 6.4%. Blacks committed 87% of the robberies. That's 6% of the population. Committed 87% of the robberies. Now, how do you square with that? They committed 76% of the homicides. Now, folks, that's a race war. All right, so let's go to the next one here. But we're all seeing these stories, many, many of them. And Julie, can you hear me? Okay, Julie, can you hear me? Yeah, Julie, I hear you clearly. I mean, I'm hearing your phone call. So, anyway, all right. So, yeah, I'm hearing your phone call. All righty, let's go back to the Gateway Pundit. And here's the story. I'm not going to go into it, but it looks very interesting. Appalled. This is the Gateway Pundit again. This is the truth. FBI gets obliterated after issuing statement regarding the Proud Boys confronting and unmasking white nationalists. I don't have the detail of that, but it's from Jim Hoft. He's as good as they get. I'll be reading that. I hope you will be too at the Gateway Pundit. Let's get another one. New details on Jeffrey Epstein's mysterious suicide released by the Department of Justice watchdog. And by the way, I'm looking at a picture here of the Jeffrey Epstein autopsy and the marks around his neck whereby he supposedly hung himself with bed sheets. And folks, how dumb do they think we are? Look at the autopsy picture of Jeffrey Epstein's neck. And he looks like he was garroted. He looks like somebody came up behind him with a piano wire, a garrote. And you can see the crossing wires, the crossing lines, and garroted him. He's bleeding. He's got, you know, it's cutting into his neck. And it's not a bed sheet. Bed sheets aren't, you know, a 16th of an inch in width. This man was garroted. It's plain as day. He was murdered. Why can't we get the truth on anything? Why isn't Kevin McCarthy convening a committee to investigate what happened to Jeffrey Epstein? And what happened to all of the Jeffrey Epstein material, all of which... Who raided the Epstein Island right after Epstein was arrested? Who raided his island? And who took all of his video, all of his files, all of the evidence? And who has all of that right now? Can you answer me that, America? Who has all of it? Can you say Christopher Wray? Can you say the director of the FBI? They have it all. They raided Epstein's Island and took everything. And guess what their job is? It's not the Federal Bureau of Investigation. It's the Federal Bureau of Concealment, of cover-up, of whitewash, of lying.
Their job is to go in and clean up the crime scene. They're the cleanup crew that hides the criminals, that protects the criminals. They've got all the Epstein material. They know the truth about how Epstein died. How do they know all about Epstein? Because they were running him. They were in charge of him. Who else? Who else provided Jeffrey Epstein with unlimited billions of dollars, unlimited jets, unlimited freedom from scrutiny? I mean, there's only one suspect. Here's another one. Now, I don't know whether Tucker put up a Tucker number 7 today. I should have checked that for you. Did Tucker come up with a news story? But here's a story about Fox News, about Fox, and it's on the Gateway Pundit, and the story is this. Tucker's unceremonious dismissal from Fox News continues to have catastrophic consequences for the network. And the headline, here's the headline. Basically, it's over without Tucker. Fox streaming service is crashing and burning. Staffers are getting dismissed in droves. Let me go down further down the article. Let me get to the meat of it. Tucker was the only reason thousands of Americans, millions, subscribed to, well, they didn't subscribe to this, to subscribe to Fox Nation. I subscribed to it, and I unsubscribed. Remarks from the social media suggest that the streaming service is about to go bust. Fox Nation is basically over without Tucker. The Daily Beast, no friend of the right, said. They're not shutting it down and probably never will, but they're really cutting it back. Staffers are getting dismissed in droves thanks to Fox dismissing Tucker. Fox News began shedding staffers last month following its mammoth $787 million settlement with Dominion Voting Systems. And by the way, have you noticed this? The headlines on Dominion Voting Systems, all of them are indicating all kinds of tremendous experts testifying under oath that the Dominion machines can be hacked. Dominion had no grounds or basis for filing a billion-dollar lawsuit against Fox. What was going on there? Why did Fox cut and run and settled for $800 million? All right. So that's so much on that story. Let's go to the next juicy story. A group is gearing up to inject funding and progressive candidates into school board races across the country. So the left is organizing. We on the right, we're putting people on school boards. So what is the left? The left is never sleeps. They're gearing up to recruit left-wing candidates. They already have school boards staffed from sea to shining sea with left-wingers, communists, and fruitcakes. But apparently they want more because we've gotten a few conservatives in there, and that's too many. Here's a great one. Not going to be able to get into it, but you got to love this. Under the subject, the heading, wackos, the wackos that are running governments, all of the European governments, the formerly white nations. President of the European Central Bank, let me see what her name is. I don't know who this woman is. Let's just see what her name is. Let's just see what her name is. Christine Lagarde. She says in a statement, you know, that could have been plucked straight from a satirical comedy sketch. She says, climate change is to blame for inflation. There you go. You got that one. And she looks like a wacko. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back after this break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're on June 27th, 2023, and I'm just looking at this woman, Christine Lagarde. She is the president of the European Central Bank. So she's Europe's Janet Yellen or Jerome Powell, and she believes, I mean, probably what passes for her mind, she probably believes that climate change is to blame for inflation. This is our ruling class. They're absolutely insane. And Bagard, with a straight face, declared climate change affects inflation. He says, it's never their own policies or printing of trillions of euros. It's climate change, and you need to pay more taxes to fix it. She didn't say that. That's a columnist here. All right, let's go to the next story, and we only have a few minutes left. Okay. Supreme Court rules against Republicans in North Carolina elections dispute in 6-3 vote. Let's see who the three were. This is going to be enlightening, I'm afraid, folks. Let's just see who the three who voted made a patriotic vote. Let's look at the votes here. Oh, this is the North Carolina Supreme Court. Okay, not the U.S. Supreme Court. And they ruled against patriots in North Carolina, which is a conservative state. It's a Trump state. Wait. Okay, no, this was a U.S. Supreme Court decision. Addressing a North Carolina Supreme Court ruling, and the three justices who voted patriotically were, no, this is not good writing I'm reading here. The three justices who voted patriotic were Clarence Thomas. I expect that. Clarence Thomas is a patriot. Black conservative justice. Samuel Alito, he's a patriot. He voted correctly. And of the three Trump appointees, only Neil Gorsuch voted patriotically to back up the Republicans in North Carolina, preventing remapping of North Carolina to draw the map so that Democrats will win. They voted on a 6-3 vote that the North Carolina Supreme Court, which ruled against the Republicans, was acting within its authority . Well, there we go. So much for the help from Kavanaugh and the other one. I'm too upset to even remember the names right now. Okay, still at the Gateway Pundit. And here's a nice one. We were talking about Jeffrey Epstein. A new filing, which has had the redaction removed, shows that Epstein received get this. I said that the FBI was running Epstein. Listen to this. Who has the power to do this?
Ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your
$300 million
that will get that whole
tax kickbacks for Epstein
on or off the rail with our
Time, folks.
That sounds
I'll
great.
See you tomorrow night.
Well, can I afford it?
I'll have
sure.
All these bugs
and the ease-off
out.
Installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.